It's just gone 7 minutes after six, and I'm joined in studio by Mduduzi Luthuli, the co-founder and executive director at Luthuli Capital, to take us through today's market performance. Mduduzi, how did the market perform today?
I think any day where the JSE is not down, I guess, is a good day. We saw it finish slightly up about 0.22%. The biggest drivers for me today, or the biggest contributors to the JSE movement, we saw in the financial sector. More specifically, looking at Barclays Africa, the financial sector finished about 0.44% up. News coming out of Davos that the Abridge Group, which is a private equity firm out of Dubai, which has an interest in investing in assets across emerging markets, once again stated that they'd be interested in acquiring a large stake in the group. The CEO was quoted as saying that the bank has very good policies and a very good management team. We do know that the Barclays Group has said over the next 2 to 3 years they'll be selling their stake of the Africa Group. Also, behind this news, we've had the PIC come out and say that they're more than willing to fund a stake in the business. They're looking to get a group of black shareholders to see if maybe they can't give this Dubai equity firm a run for their money. Although the South African Reserve Bank has cautioned that whichever investor comes in to acquire the stake, what they'll be looking for is stability. We can't have one of our biggest banks changing management every year or so. They also must have deep pockets, so capital to run the bank properly. And they must also have long-term plans in terms of developing the bank. The other big story today was in the industrial sector, which ended up about 0.37% up. And this was British American Tobacco. They've now been given their go-ahead to acquire the remaining stake in Reynolds. So if you don't know British American Tobacco, they pretty much owned cigarettes in South Africa and one of the biggest players worldwide. They own brands like Dunhill and Peter Stuyvesant. And so adding to their book, if the acquisition goes ahead, they'll be adding brands like Camel and Newport and Pullman. So if you know, but smokers, whether it's good or bad news, they always smoke. So definitely what you're seeing here is a monopoly become even stronger.
And then speaking of smokers, they are consumers as well. And then we did have the CPI numbers also come out today. What were your thoughts around those?
So slightly higher than expected. I think we were expecting that to bottom out at about 6.5%. It came out at 6.8%. Word from the Reserve Bank is that looking in terms of are they going to increase their rates, they're not looking to do so. They expect inflation to come back within that bandwidth that they're working between 3 to 6%. So at the moment it's more, okay, the numbers are out, they're higher than expected, but it's a wait and see game.
And how did the Rand perform in relation to the CPI figures being released?
The Rand was slightly down for a few, but you know, the looking at the Rand, it's actually had a very strong start to the year. So I think more what you're seeing there wasn't so much the reaction to the inflation numbers, but more a reaction to the numbers that will be coming out of America tomorrow. So you're seeing traders and investors saying we've had a good run in the Rand, and possibly if the Fed does look to hike its rates based on these numbers, seeing more strengthening of the dollar.
And Yellen is speaking today, and you know, generally the market always looks at that irrespective of what she says. Mm-hmm. And then other news out of the US, everybody's anticipating Trump's inaugural speech, hoping gives some kind of direction as to where exactly he's taking his plans. Is he serious about even 80% of what he's proposed on the table? What news out of the US you think will, you know, get your attention?
I think if we start tomorrow in terms of the Fed, they have told us that they're looking at 3 more increases this year. I don't think we'll be getting that news tomorrow. Again, just like with our South African Reserve Bank, it's a wait and see game there. In terms of Trump's inauguration, I think don't look at that expecting market news, more for a bit of entertainment value. I mean, look, it's in a way, it's his winning party or achievement party. Or, you know, he's coming into the office. we're going to have performers, we're going to have a great speech, and it's more the morale booster more than him giving us a clear indication of what is his monetary policy, what's his fiscal policy, what are his plans to boost the local economy, because that's really was a big part of his campaign. So I definitely will be watching it. You know, with any Trump speech, there's going to be a few entertaining spots in there.
So I'm sure.
I think it's worth the watch.
And, you know, you were talking about Davos, and we've got an interview from Minister Pravin Gordhan in terms of, you know, what we can expect from the South African economy, etc. But you almost get the sense that the overall theme this year at Davos, irrespective of the fact that it's responsible and responsive leadership, is global uncertainty. Whether it's China or it's the new Trump administration that's coming in or it's Brexit. Yesterday you had Prime Minister Theresa May propose an outline for the way forward. And I'm sure you had, you know, you heard her speech or saw remarks out of that. Where do you think she's going to find the struggle? Is it with the trade, or where do you see her plans going?
I think we finally got confirmation tomorrow, or a clearer direction of how the Brexit will be structured. I think the good news out of there is that it still has to go to Parliament in terms of a vote, and to give them a chance to for them to plan properly and let us know how will this Brexit be handled. The main thing, the main theme I got out of her speech is that the UK is ready to be a world power and not to be largely dependent in terms of their trade in the EU. They want to see what can they do on the world market in terms of how that affects us. You know, remember that there's a lot of companies listed in the JSE that are also dual listed in London. So we do have to keep an eye on that. And obviously we have trade agreements with the EU and with the UK. So this is an opportunity for us really to renegotiate those deals, and more so to renegotiate those deals so that they are structured in a way that also benefits us. We have to learn from the recent debacle that happened with Rainbow Chicken, how the American trade deal has negatively impacted a company that has been a staple of South Africa for so long. I think for us, that's really the key thing to say in this Brexit. What does that mean for us? And do we have the ability to position ourselves in a manner to negotiate strongly in terms of whatever the new trade deals will be?
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's Mduduzi Luthuli, co-founder and executive director at Luthuli Capital, taking us through the day's market update.